the water source is probably the biggest issue overall, other than, you know, what you inhale on a regular basis, maybe. But the water, you know, this stuff just falls to the ground. And if it's falling to falling into Tomahawk Reservoir or any tributaries that are feeding the Tomahawk Reservoir, then it's something that we need to be concerned about and test for, because obviously that's our main water source for Rensselaer County.
Now, DEC has said that they are working with the Norlite site and also the US EPA to make sure that there's regulatory compliance and that this any PFAS substances can be actually can legally be incinerated there. Have you had any conversations with DEC since all of this came to light a few weeks ago?
No, personally, no, I have not. But I do know that DEC probably should have been making sure that this was being done from the beginning, because Norlite wouldn't have been able to burn this stuff unless DEC gave them permission in the first place. So all of those cause and effect and concerns and safety precautions should have been followed right from the beginning instead of after the fact.
I wanted to also ask you about the Dunn landfill. Last week, I was out there during the DOH and DEC public information session, and there was a lot of concerns. Any progress within the last few days that the legislature is going to do to address more of the concerns about odors and dust and everything else that we've seen associated with the Dunn landfill?
Well, I think on a regular basis, in regards to the Dunn landfill, we've pretty much asked for everything we can. I mean, we've had passed numerous resolutions. We've had met with the Senator Breslin, the DEC, Assemblyman McDonald, the Dunn dump people. And, you know, no matter how well they try to maintain that dump, and I believe that the people that are running it are trying to maintain it to the best of their ability, they cannot control the effects of the smell that's going to emanate from there from now until, you know, it burns itself out, you might say, or from the dust and wind that's out there, and it's going to blow the stuff all around as well, you know. So what I really need is some support probably from the Rensselaer City Council or the Board of Education for the city of Rensselaer to step up and say, hey, you know, this is affecting our community, for the city council and for the school board to say, hey, this is effect not only for the children that are going to school there every day, but when they go home. So that's something that, you know, despite whatever they believe, you know, right now they know it's a nuisance, and it could have potential hazards down the road. That stuff to their health and safety of the children, I should say.
So the DEC has taken enforcement actions against the Dunn landfill addressing odors and dust and that sort of thing. But is an ultimate solution to stop new waste being brought into the landfill?
And because the stuff that's already in there now, the smell is not going to go away for a couple of years. And as long as they continue to bring it, then years get extended longer and longer down the line. And, you know, if we're not able to convince the DEC to shut this landfill down in 2022 when it comes up for a hearing, that means it'll go on again for another 10, 11 years. And we all know, even with the Albany County landfill and things of that nature, that they get extensions after extensions after extensions, and they never go away.